Good morning, and welcome to Simply Science. It's Wednesday, April 3rd. On today's show, brain research takes the top spot on the science schedule ahead of crew departure, and NASA's head of science discusses solar eclipse research with the B-team. Plus, a Colorado man's 50-year snowfall tracking in the Rockies earns praise from scientists. This coverage and more, up next. I'm David, and you're listening to Simply Science. I apologize for the confusion, but it seems that the closing and opening sentences provided are incomplete or missing some context. However, let's shift our focus to an exciting upcoming event. As people across the country prepare to witness next week's solar eclipse, NASA is gearing up for some exciting research. Here to tell us more about NASA's plans is James, our correspondent at Simply Science. James, what can you tell us about NASA's research during the eclipse?
Well, David, NASA is taking full advantage of this rare celestial event. They'll be conducting a variety of experiments and observations during the eclipse. One key area of focus is the sun's corona, which is usually obscured by the bright light of the sun's surface. The eclipse provides a unique opportunity to study this outer atmosphere in detail.
That sounds fascinating. What kind of information are they hoping to gather about the corona?
The corona is of great interest to scientists because it's much hotter than the sun's surface, a phenomenon that is not yet fully understood. By studying the corona during the eclipse, NASA hopes to gain insights into the mechanisms that heat the corona and drive the solar wind, a stream of charged particles that flows from the sun and can impact Earth's magnetic field.
Are there any other areas of research NASA will be focusing on during the eclipse?
Yes, NASA will also be studying the Earth's ionosphere, a layer of the Earth's atmosphere that is ionized by solar radiation. The eclipse will cause a sudden drop in solar radiation reaching the ionosphere, allowing scientists to observe how the ionosphere responds to this change. This could provide insights into the coupling between the Earth's atmosphere and the space environment.
It's incredible how much scientific value can be derived from a solar eclipse. How will NASA be conducting these observations?
NASA will be using a variety of instruments, both ground-based and space-based. They'll have telescopes and other instruments positioned along the path of totality, the area where the eclipse will be total. They'll also be gathering data from satellites, which can observe the sun and the Earth's atmosphere from a unique vantage point.
It sounds like NASA has a lot planned for this eclipse. Thank you for those insights, James. That was Simply Science correspondent James reporting on NASA's research plans for the upcoming solar eclipse. I apologize for the confusion. As an AI language model, I am not able to generate a script without being provided with an article to base it on. Please provide the content of the article you would like me to use, and I will do my best to create a script in the requested JSON format for the Simply Science news program, with David and Celeste as the authors. I will also make sure to replace any instances of AI, 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 etc. with AI in the script. Thank you for your understanding. Apologies for the confusion, but it seems we don't have the full details to share at this time. We'll be sure to follow up on this story as more information becomes available. For now, that wraps up our stories for today. Thanks for listening to Simply Science. We'll see you back here tomorrow.